The actor Divine died earlier this week at the age of 42, and to his fans it was like losing both a favorite actress and actor, because Divine was so entertaining playing either sex. He first became famous in John Waters' film Pink Flamingos. The 300-pound actor played the filthiest woman alive.
Let this be a lesson to you, just in case there is reincarnation. It's virtually impossible to be filthier than Divine. I didn't get my reputation for nothing, you know. But you found out too late, Connie. Yeah, it's too late. Now you're not going to be around to put your newfound knowledge to use. Because you're going to be dead, Connie. Dead! Yes, dead!
Later, John Waters brought out a different side of Divine's acting. In Polyester, Divine starred as a beleaguered housewife and mother.
Dexter's been expelled from school.
For what?
For truancy.
It's just those common Baltimore public schools. God, I wish I lived in Connecticut.
The principal said that he was insane.
He's probably out playing polo with his friends.
Oh, Cuddles, do you think there is something wrong with my son?
In their last collaboration, Hairspray, Waters directed Divine in two roles, a doting mother and a racist male TV station owner. Film critic Stephen Schiff remembers Divine.
Everyone who went to high school in America knew someone like him. The weird kid, really weird. The one who was so unfathomably different that you couldn't take your eyes off him in the cafeteria. He was the kind of kid whom the class bullies would never tire of beating up after school, just because his very presence seemed some nameless provocation. The psychic scars such teenagers suffer are hard to measure. They might have marred fat, effeminate Glenn Milstead of Baltimore for life, if it weren't for a crazy kid up the street named John Waters. For Waters, Glenn was a mesmerizing presence. As he told one interviewer, "My father used to drive us to school, and we'd see this creature with dyed red hair. My father would just shudder. I figured anyone who could get that reaction just by standing there, I had to know." Eventually, Waters met Glenn Milstead, dressed him up in drag and heavy makeup, and cast him in some of his Cheap Jack movies. Oh, and changed his name to Divine. It's a kindness that if death was stalking Divine, it at least waited until now to claim him. It waited until the former butt of his classmates' jokes had finally made a mainstream hit movie, John Waters' new film Hairspray. It waited until he'd made the cover of Interview magazine and met people like Elizabeth Taylor and Jack Nicholson. Divine thought of himself as a character actor, not as a transvestite. At the end of his life, he'd begun playing men's roles, and he was appealing in them. But as a man, he would probably never have had the impact that he had in Pink Flamingos as Babs Johnson, the filthiest person in the world, or as the incorrigible immoralist Dawn Davenport in Female Trouble, which is still among the most brilliant and scabrous meditations on American crime the movies have ever produced. Divine was never a terrific actor. Part of the campy pleasure one derived from his performances lay in their undisguised amateurishness. He always looked as though he were trying too hard, going all out to escape his all-too-visible limitations, his weight, his talent. But what he lacked in technique, he more than made up for in verve and presence, and in courage. Everything Divine did on screen went fervently and energetically against the prevailing grain. He was truly a rebel without a cause, or with no cause more clearly defined than a kind of generalized up yours. And yet, there was never anything sullen or self-important about Divine's insurgency. For him, flying in the face of convention and good taste was simply more fun than towing the line. Every time he performed, you could see him shaking off the burden of those high school humiliations, and of every other humiliation he'd ever suffered. For him, acting was liberation. I hope that by the time he died, he knew how much watching him had liberated us.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair magazine.